All right, after the podcast, stick around. After the closing jingle, we have an interview with Kaylee Hammack. We love her so much. She's got a brand new album out, and we'll be talking all about that and her hair and everything else after the closing jingle.
And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Wow.
Okay.
Bird on my shoulder.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything on their minds, so they have an extra one. And that's how we get the podcast, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
I actually like that.
Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Aww. That's about right.
All right.
Oh, that kind of about took me out there. I forgot. Well, you ever been waiting on a restaurant so long and they're like, they call your name and you're like, oh God, that's us. Let's go. I also miss smoking or non-smoking.
Smoking sections were great and pointless.
Oh, so pointless.
I mean, they were always like just one side of the restaurant. One
open room.
And it was so weird because like when smoking sections started, it used to be the non-smoking section was the small area.
Yeah.
They would put, you know, cordon like two or three tables off and that was like you're away from the smoking tables.
But then like they always do that.
What's that?
I thought we would always have a smoking section.
Yeah, it's weird.
Why do we have vaping sections now?
Do they have vaping sections?
No, I think we should, right?
Yeah. Well, they do. It's outside of the venue. Like, they always have a vaping or smoking patio. You know,
the thing is, though, but the amount of people who just vape anywhere, they don't care.
Step out to the smoker's porch.
Yeah, no, they don't. Rules don't apply to them. Every concert I'm at, inevitably, I'm next to the guy who thinks he's being real covert. I'll put my hand over my jewel. And we get it, man. I can smell the bubble gum. It's...
The bubble gum.
Yeah, when, like they, the when
they do the when they do the weird flavors, and I'm like, what are you doing with your baba? You need your pacifier.
I feel bad when I saw a guy. He was having to smoke, and he was so far away from the building, standing by a dumpster, and I felt bad for him. It was just him. Mm-mm. And him smoking a cigarette. And I'm like, man, y'all made him go all the way over there for no reason. He'd just
be
outside.
You know what's going to happen with that butt whenever he's done with it. He's going to throw it right into the dumpster. And then very first fire I ever worked, my very first fire,
was
a dumpster fire. It was so cool. I'm like, wow, this is how it happens?
I've seen it play
out. So they actually have little ports and everything in a dumpster for fighting dumpster fires. Believe it or not, they're so common that there are special ports for fighting dumpster fires.
Like on the, like there's like
on
a
the
hole
dumpster itself. Yeah, there's holes. There's drainage on the bottom.
Wow.
So you can drench, you know, and just, I mean, because you have to dump a ton of water on it.
Well, that's the dumpster juice that comes out.
Yeah, that could just be stuff that,
well, you're getting all kinds of stuff. You're mixing our water with their juice and, oh.
Remember like six lifetimes ago when I managed a team at a call center and I got a call from one of my employees. She's frantic. She's like, I'll be late to work. I'm sorry. It's not my fault, though. Cop pulled me over because I threw a cigarette butt out the window. And I was like, well, that is your fault, then.
That's your fault.
Yeah. I'm like, you littered. Also, you're gross. Like, oh, she was so incensed.
Where were you at? What did you do?
I managed a Verizon Wireless call center teams.
So they're just calling people around the world, country?
No, it was around the country. Yeah, where they would either, it was the customer service, like, hey, I don't understand my bill. Or for a while, people who would call to welcome you to Verizon Wireless.
Oh, they have that?
They used to. I don't know if they do anymore. Huh. But it used to be because they saw there was such a huge amount of customers that called about their first bill. They didn't understand it.
Oh, gotcha.
Because you might have opened up service on the 2nd, but your billing date is the 18th. So you think your bill should have started the 2nd. No,
whatever.
It was around the country. Yeah,
oops, sorry.
Okay. And so they would proactively call people or... send text messages like, hey, if you have questions, call us. And to tell them, here's what your first bill is going to look like. Do you have questions about using features? Also, hey, you can call this to get your minutes as opposed to calling customer service and waiting on hold. There's just a little shortcut that will tell you how many minutes you've used because back in the day, minutes were not unlimited.
Yeah.
I got a lot. You kind of lost me there a second, but
actually,
I was just telling you about. Yeah, here's all your, you're a new customer to Verizon Wireless. Here's everything you can know.
I wonder, like, if that was because actually minutes not being free back then is how Big D and I ultimately ended up together doing a radio show. There was that's exactly if it wasn't for being charged by minutes.
True, what you said is true, and then, but we can't really go into it.
I can't really go into it, but yeah, no, I'm not going to. But yeah, there was something that happened pertaining to the minutes that ended up costing. Yeah, so yeah, we ended up doing the show together, and boom, here we are.
It was nothing that we did bad.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was gonna. When I call. People to help you out now, like service stuff, customer service thing. They're at their house now.
Yes.
Yeah. Everyone's at home. I hear dogs barking and kids, which is fine, I guess.
Yeah. No, they most of them went remote.
I called Southwest Airlines one time. Yeah. And,
that's what I got.
And I would, you know, you're sitting there talking. All of a sudden you hear, hold on, please. Yeah, I will. Yeah, just go sit in the corner. Put your iPad on, and I'm working right now. And I'm like, oh man, that's wild.
Well, do you think it really is stupid? Why are you renting out these massive buildings
with
for
all
people,
those people
to just sit in cubicles? Because I'll tell you, as a supervisor, my reps wouldn't come to me. They didn't physically walk to my desk if they needed help or if we needed to speak. Everything was instant message, or there was a queue. They would call me, and I'd say, yeah, put the customer on with me. I didn't need to see these people face to face. They didn't need to see me. Why are we making them commute?
God, I bet you're the best.
I'll tell you what. Here I am coming from Connecticut, where Connecticut is very, again, it's very New York City. You're very work-driven. Work is work. Personal is personal. And then I take this supervisor job in Nashville. And Nashville was, you know, it's a little more southern. Everyone's nicer. Everybody's friends. You want to come over to my house and have supper? And I'm like, you hang out outside of work? That is blurring lines. That is not appropriate. And I had reps actually ask to be transferred off my team because I would message them like, why are you sitting in after call for 5 minutes? I see that guy who's over there talking to you. You can flirt on your own time. I am like 23 years old. Wow. And I am scolding.
So people would flirt after they were done with their call with the customer?
No. It would be another rep would come over. And they would be chit-chatting. And I'm like, no. We are here to work, because that was my Northeast mentality.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so I was told, like, you don't have to go so hard on them. I was like, I thought.
So we're not here to win.
Right. I was like, sorry for trying to get my people to do their jobs. All right.
So. Do you think also that was the, I don't want to say the power trip, but, you know, you were 23 years old and you were put in charge of this whole group of people.
No, it wasn't a power trip, because that's how I was managed when I was at Verizon in Connecticut. That's how you worked, is you did your 8 hours a day. Here's your breaks. Here's your lunch. You're done. And I just kept my little head in the cubicle and answered to who I had to answer to. And then when I got a management position, I just managed the way that I'd been managed, but it was a totally different kind of, I think, atmosphere there, different culture. That's what they call it. Corporate culture was different in the South, in my region, than where I had come from.
Yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little different.
Yeah, they were like, oh, do you want to go to so-and-so's birthday party? I'm like, what? Why?
When we moved to Baton Rouge, I moved there from Montana, and Kathy was with me. We weren't married yet. We married in Baton Rouge, but she said the same thing. She's like, everybody wants to know everything. Everybody wants to know who I'm married to, how many kids, do we want kids, do I work, where do I like to shop, everything. And she's just like, I'm just at the grocery store. I just want to go home. I don't want any of the people
to
talk to me.
Ma'am, this is the Wendy's.
I know people were stunned when they found out. You moved here alone? You don't have a husband with you? You didn't bring a boyfriend? I was like, no. Why would I do that? Why? I'm 23. I'm a young, independent woman making her way up the career ladder. And they're like, oh my God, honey, do we need to introduce you to someone? It was like, I was like, honey, your eggs are about to be on the shelf.
Oh, wow.
No, I don't think anybody went that far, but it was the idea that I had moved on my own and just taken off and was in a totally new area of the country. People were not used to it, I suppose.
I think it's cool, though, your career path in general, because you, after high school, you went into the Page program, or were you doing that in high school?
I graduated. No. Page, you have to be a college graduate to do.
Okay.
So, yeah. So after college, I was an NBC Page, and I realized, oh, I don't I mean, I like television, but I love music. Why am I not doing music? So that's when I'm into radio.
But the NBC Page thing, I think is so fascinating because you were there like during the Katie Couric heyday, during the SNL, like Will Ferrell heyday.
Yep.
You had interactions with all these people.
Yeah, and actually a friend of mine who was a Page with me, he's going to be coming into town next month. And I've actually invited him to be on our podcast so we could tell Page stories if you guys are interested. And if you're not, we can tell Alice Cooper stories.
Alice Cooper.
He and I are big rock fans. Oh. Like I show up on his podcast from time to time to talk about Alice Cooper and Kiss and stuff like that.
So. I think it's crazy watching.
Yes, everybody has a podcast, D. That's why we're doing this right now, because you gotta have a podcast. Oh,
I think it's good. We've been doing it for so long, though. This is episode 509. That's 509 weeks plus all the times that we take weeks off.
I think Christian is kind of the same. He's got hundreds of episodes.
Really?
He worked for Dennis Miller for years when Dennis was in radio.
Yeah.
And he would sometimes, they would have guests on Dennis's show and he would do interviews and he's like, well, I have nowhere else to put them for them to live. And so he started podcasting and then it branched out from there. So he's that same. He's got the longevity of it. And there are times I'm like, honey, I love you. And I'm sure you get like tens of views, but he's still like, he's out there every week doing it.
Yeah. That's the thing is it takes so much work to get any kind of traction.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
And if you're just, I like woodworking. I want to do a woodworking podcast. I mean, okay.
Yeah.
You're going to do it for five times, maybe. And then you're done.
What is the name of the Academy of whatever for the Oscars? Because I have something.
Picture Academy.
Yeah.
Motion Picture Academy. Okay. So
MPAA. Is it Motion Picture Academy of America, MPAA? Is that it?
I think so.
I don't know, but you're nerd is showing.
I don't
so
care.
Here's the coolest thing. Way back when, before there were podcasts, I used to listen to podcasts. The Motion Picture Association, whatever it is, whatever the academy is, used to do these hour to 2 hour long conversations with people in the film industry. And they were just audio. And so I would listen to them talk to Bill Conti, the guy who composed, the LSU grad who composed the Rocky soundtracks, you know, and he was doing all these other things. And he's talking about how, like, on Gonna Fly Now, they had no budget. They basically had zero budget. So he needed singers for the Gonna Fly Now. So he went, his wife worked at the TV station in LA. And so she just recruited a bunch of people out of the sales department to come into their recording session.
Wow, that's cool.
And sing. So the choir you hear is just a bunch of newscasters.
That's funny.
That's
so
really cool.
Yeah, I mean, and it was so cool. So I used to go through all of these old, they were just interviews. I don't know if they still have them online. I have no idea, but they were so awesome. And it was long form podcasting before there was podcasting.
Hmm.
That's all I got.
Well, what do we do with that?
I'm trying to find it. I'm trying to see if it still exists, but I don't know. I mean, they should still keep that out there because it was really, really cool.
Well, it was a tough week in our industry. A lot of people got laid off yesterday. Mm-hmm. It was Odyssey is a second largest in the radio media in America, and they went through bankruptcy, 6 months ago or so?
Yeah, it's been in the last year.
Yeah, and so this came out yesterday. They were just making all the cuts, and you know, the CEO resigned about a month ago or so. So I'm sure they came in there and just kind of, okay, well, we owe this, and this is what's going out, and here's mm-hmm. what's coming in. And so there was a lot of these shows that were like 20 years on.
Oh, there's one that was 32.
I saw that. Yeah.
And it could be part of the paperwork you sign, because I'm sure there's some sort of severance, even if it's 2 weeks or something, that, you know, thank you for the time. I've worked with great people. There are times where I just want to see someone go ham and just like, you know what? This is awful. It's not my fault that this happened because somebody else, you know, like, and nobody ever does. I get it. Everybody takes the high road. Just somebody, I want someone to get in the dirt.
Just get out of it.
Yeah, because we all know.
It's tough. The industry's hard. And, you know, you have a lot of these companies that are just trying to, you know, they're just trying to stay afloat and making cuts. And unfortunately, there are people who are involved in that, and you know, real stories and whatnot. But
yeah, that's just real humans being affected. It's not a line item.
So just a thought out to our
I have a little concern for the industry, because a lot of these companies are adopting AI to be their announcers, and it's not going to be good. It's
not
going to be
for a while, but then it will.
Yeah, but I'm saying no. I mean, it's
not
going to
be
good as far as yeah, it's not going to be good for the industry.
You mean for our job? Not what you're saying. I understand.
Well, I think we're safe. I don't think AI is this dumb. I mean, we. I mean, that's the beauty.
Yeah, lucky for us, AI keeps getting smarter.
Yeah, I mean, we would have to go. We would have to tell the AI, do a radio show, and you'd have to, you know, depict all the characters. One, I haven't heard multi-voice stuff that is really creative. Mm-hmm. They've done that one using Notebook LM, which is interesting, where you have the AI that talks to the AI. It's a guy and girl thing.
Yeah, like they're doing a podcast.
Right.
Yeah.
And so I haven't heard it where they actually are funny ever, but it would be cool to say, you know, do this with a sense of humor. Make one guy, you know, have the, you know, brain of a ninth grader. And then you kind of you have that dumb Adam Sandler guy who jumps in and says the stupid stuff.
Comedy's so hard to do with it in person as a human. I can't imagine how it would be sterile with AI. It would just be a joke, like you're reading, like a dad joke, to where it's just like
that. It already would have scraped off the internet. I don't think it's going to be able to synthesize or generate a joke and humor, because I'm not. Can you train AI in actual humor? I don't know that that's possible.
It's like, can you listen to a conversation with humans, pick up the, you know, kind of callback or whatever, and bring it back in and make it make sense and be funny and quick?
And funny to humans.
Right.
Which, because humor, whenever you tell the computer, this is what humor is, it's going to miss the mark.
Yeah, that's also who's programming it.
Yeah,
because like if Bubba's doing it, it's gonna be all the dad jokes and
very
puns.
Punny.
He doesn't like dad jokes.
Yeah, they're
puns.
I don't like the term dad jokes because I find that it's very derogatory.
Oh my gosh.
A little bit.
No, but it is.
I was talking the other day to somebody about a water heater because I got Bubba in my head that I can't use hot water heater. So I was like, oh, the water heater. I had to take a. Like actual.
What's the
pause.
One, Bubba, that you said about friends? I have a friend of mine.
A friend of mine. Yeah.
So it's a friend of mine.
We say really bizarre things like hot water heater. That is something everybody says. Oh, I got to fix my hot water heater. No, it's not a hot water heater. You don't heat hot water. It's a water heater. And then the friends of mine thing is the same thing. You go, okay, so I was talking to this guy, Dave. He's a friend of mine. Why don't you say my friend Dave? Why do you have to say a friend of mine? It's just weird.
Something that Mariah says, my girlfriend, she says, I got up at 7 a.m. in the morning.
No, oh, see that, yeah. That's a little bothering.
Yeah, that actually is.
7 a.m.
Is she
in
a
the
serial
morning.
Killer? Because that, I.
I guess I'll find out.
Report y'all back to us.
Do y'all sleep in the same bedroom?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are we not allowed to?
No.
Living in
sin. I didn't know what your setup was.
Why do you ask?
Because it was the common
pop into your head,
yeah. Follow up question, yes. I just wanted to know.
Does it just turn you beet red if somebody says ATM machine?
Yes, it does. ATM machine. Because machine is in the abbreviation, the acronym.
Automated teller. Oh, it is. Yeah.
Automated teller machine.
That is money.
Oh, I have a nerdier one.
I'm going
being
to
in sports, the SEC conference. No.
Ugh.
No.
Yes.
Because SEC means Southeastern Conference. Mm-hmm. So you're calling it the Southeastern Conference.
Wow.
It's the same thing. It's nerd. ATM machine and SEC conference.
Nothing bothers me.
You know what bothers me? When Rachel Ray says EVOO and then she goes extra virgin olive oil, then why did you say EVOO? And she does it every single time. Rachel Ray.
I don't like people saying EVOO.
That's who. It feels like Rachel kind of started that or at least brought it to.
What is EVOO? I mean, extra virgin olive oil. But that's a thing? Like people.
Then she'll be like, get out your EVOO, extra virgin olive oil.
No one says that. No one said that.
Rachel did.
You might.
I know.
I'm just telling him. No one really says that.
No, nobody says it.
But they say it like in like recipes and stuff online. Mm-hmm. You'll see EVOO.
And then they always tell you what it stands for.
And it's always in real big letters.
Yeah. Yes.
Like all caps?
All caps.
All caps.
It's anything you abbreviate, you have to do all caps, except for et cetera and AKA. Everything else, if it's an abbreviation, you kind of need to.
Is that a...
IE.
Is that a real...
small IE also,
is that like a thing? Like
no,
a
but if you're going to do like something... Yeah, like if you're going to say... An acronym of anything, like NASA, it's always got to... It's got to be in capital letters.
Yeah, FBI.
You know what, though? Every time I've been typing about you guys being in the Country Radio Hall of Fame... I'm always capital H, lowercase o, capital F. I don't do it as a straight three. H.
Oh, because the hall, because the Cause O is the, of.
Because of is little.
Oh, so it needs to be little.
Yeah, and I think other. I think okay. I do that because I've seen other people type it that way.
Now, when you put BDB, like Big D and Bubba, do you put caps?
Yeah. You guys, and I just put BDB. I don't put the ampersand.
I do the BDB in caps, but I like the way it looks in lowercase.
Me too.
Because it looks like,
it looks artsy.
Yeah.
Like it was planned.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a font. Like a yeah. just
because it opposes. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I can't. I know. You're listening right now. You're going, you guys have 500 at Papa Cut these things?
You're welcome.
Yeah. There's more. Actually, if you like want to go back, you can listen to other.
If this has you so intrigued.
Equally as good as this. Are the others.
Shout out to some of the people in the comments here. Justin, Eeyore, Glinda, Dave from Belgium. We also have Johnny and
Belgium.
You've been to Belgium?
Mm-hmm.
I had an exchange student when I was in middle school from Belgium. His dad was the chief of police of Namur, wherever that is.
Okay.
Belgium.
Thank you.
That's where Kathy and I went on when we set up that 3-month non-compete.
You went to Belgium?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. We have so many great stories about sitting that 3 months out.
You can't tell.
No, there's some good ones we can tell now.
Oh, okay.
I mean, like,
I wouldn't tell those.
No, I know. But I'm saying there are some good ones. We can tell you.
Okay. Yeah,
maybe one day we'll tell you.
You guys. I don't know.
I did find an old newspaper article of Bubba and I.
I have to show you. Yeah, it's not just the newspaper paper article that I like. Here's us in the studio with our first-of-a-kind opposing control boards. We each had our own control board, which was like nobody in radio. When we asked for it, they were like, why do you want to do this? We're like, so we can do two things at once. And they're like, what? And we're like, yeah, we're going to do two things at once.
We're going to be a factory.
And we did, and it was cool. And then you also sent... And I've got to share this with anybody watching the podcast. I'm sorry if you are listening and you don't get to hear it, but we did
on the other ones we've done, the other 500, we did the same thing. Yeah, just by the way.
Yeah. We did a campaign with the Dairy Board of Louisiana to back when Got Milk was a thing. We did a Got Milk billboard, but we had to earn it. And they were like, can you, instead of us just giving you the billboard, can you make it into like a stunt? And we're like, okay, what can we do? What can we do? What can we do?
Can we?
Yes. This is what radio does better than anything else. We did this stunt where we broadcasted under milk in scuba gear.
For about
an hour and a half.
Wow.
And then we came up and they were like, okay, you did it, guys. You've earned your Got Milk thing.
Walmart parking lot, wasn't it?
Yeah, Walmart parking lot, Denham Springs, Louisiana, if I'm not mistaken. And no, it wasn't.
I crave milk. I did. It was powdered milk. And then the fire department came in and put water in these. It was a dunk tank.
That's how you were able to get as much milk in there.
My skin felt better. No, I'm
I was
going to
say, you guys took a milk bath.
Seriously.
90
together. Such a milk thing. Bath.
Together. Together.
You would not believe how.
Did you bring the cowboy hat?
Are you making fun of me? Are you making fun of my cowboy hat?
I love that.
Are you are making fun of my cowboy? Are you going to make fun of my fat face too?
No.
I've
never seen the cowboy hat.
That was back in the day whenever. Look, so it's weird because I have the facial hair. I've got the goatee.
I know.
And Big D doesn't. And like, so now we've flip-flopped.
Like,
at some
Big D
point,
is a baby in that picture.
The reason I had a hat was because I just came back from Montana, and everyone has hats, and it's very
Western.
Country. Yeah, it's, yes. And I didn't. It didn't do well. It did keep me like, you know, you're like, oh, there's the fat hat guy. They were like, oh, I know that guy.
You
know,
you actually can pull off a cowboy hat, though.
Yeah,
you could. You can do it.
The interesting thing is they wanted me to wear a cowboy hat, too, because the guy at the radio station said, baseball caps are not country.
Yeah, he said that.
Oh.
Yeah, he said that.
So
is that actual milk on your lips, or did you have to use something else for the look?
They had a lady fly in from New York, I believe, and she was a artist that does the
campaigns nationwide.
And it's like cornstarch and food coloring and I forgot.
Yogurt,
some all kinds of stuff. They mix it up, and then it's because when they're taking the pictures, it's got to set. It's got to like not droop or, you know, whatever. And milk obviously doesn't look like that.
It's just like all those things. Like whenever you see coffee on, and we've talked about this, I think.
It's oil, isn't it?
It's motor oil from your car. Yeah. Because to get it to look just right on camera or on film, it's motor oil.
Well, usually whipped cream or something like that, they use shaving cream.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Yeah, because it holds up better also. And like the whipped cream will melt.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The air will
cheese
come out of it.
Cheese is glue.
Oh, right, yeah.
Like if you're doing a pizza where they pull a slice and then the cheese is just...
You do, want the cheese pull.
I think they use glue as like cereal milk too.
Yes, they do.
Because which looks so delicious.
It really does.
I've eaten glue.
I mean, kids do.
We all ate glue.
Yeah, why did we grow out of that?
Also, why did we have paste and glue? What's the difference?
There is no difference.
Yeah, that's a good question.
Is there a difference?
I think they're both adhesives.
Huh.
Paste was in that...
you mean like a glue stick? You call that paste?
Or? You had... No. It was a jar with a brush.
Brush, it was built into
it. Into the lid.
We called that rubber cement.
Yes.
No, that's still different. That's another
one. It was still different,
though. We had rubber cement, too. That stuff would get you high.
Oh, rubber cement. When you finally reached the age in elementary school when you could use rubber cement, that was the best.
Golly, just hanging out at the...
All right, so paste is a type of adhesive that's made of a mixture of water and flour.
Flour.
Okay. It can be used to attach two surfaces together or to hold pieces of paper together. Glue, on the other hand, is a type of adhesive that is composed of a strong chemical and typically requires heat to activate.
What do you use for the pinata? Is that paste? Is that what you use? Did you guys have to do that? I don't know why
like
that
paper
was...
mache?
Yeah, paper mache. Isn't that just like paste?
Yeah, I think it's just like
flour and water.
Like school glue.
Yeah. I don't know why that was always an art project for us, the amount of paper mache we did.
We had a paper mache.
Yeah, right? Why did we all have to do that?
I don't know.
Like that?
I mean, no, we had a paper mache that looked like us.
Oh, we did?
Oh!
Yeah,
we did.
And life then people size. Came out and beat us.
Yeah, we did. It was for Cinco de Mayo one year. We did life-size Big D and Bubba pinatas. We had to go and do, you know those death masks they used to do like in the 1800s? We had to go. Remember that?
Yeah.
We had to go and the guy put the plaster on our face and we had like the little...
The straws.
The straws coming out of our nostrils.
I've seen the making of Thriller. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, that's what it looked like.
And then they hung them up. At a casino?
Yes.
Of course.
Yep. I'm gonna find it because I had. Yeah, it was.
Wow.
It was cool.
Yeah, and people just come out and just whack
you
us
with a stick.
Just whacking us.
And you know, I kept the top half of me because the bottom half broke off.
Oh, you have it still?
Yeah, I had it.
Oh,
I got rid of it in one of my mini moves, which was kind of sad, but. Yeah,
do you guys have a bunch of your radio t-shirts?
No.
Nope.
I wish I had
anymore.
Kept them.
Every time I got fired, that went to Goodwill.
Yeah.
I wore all mine out, and then they became rags. So,
You can get those made into like a quilt. I wish I would have done that.
Mm-hmm. For me, the worst part was if I did, and I didn't get fired a lot, but I got fired a couple times. And if you wore it out, people might stop and ask you about the radio station. And the last thing I want to do is be like, I used to work there.
Oh, yeah.
But,
right. Yeah, I get
cool. It was a bummer. So I would just always. So there are people who have, you know, hey, K-Rock with Carson on the back. You know, if you were so inclined to go shopping at the Goodwill when I dumped all that off.
I bet when you worked at the rock station, you got wild calls from dudes.
Dudes.
Oh, my. Not just calls. Guys would show up. I worked nights alone in a building that was a glass door. You could see through the glass door into my studio, and guys would show up.
And just watch you?
Or they'd call because they'd just get on their cell like, hey, girl, that's me outside. Let me in. I'm like, I don't, what?
Hey, girl, that's me.
Yep.
Let me in.
Yeah, would love to. And they really thought, because let's say they would call at night and they'd talk to me or request a song, they really thought there was some sort of, not even friendship, but.
Yeah, a connection.
Yeah, or even just the straight up, oh, no, like, you know me. I'm okay. No, I don't at all. Again, you know what I am on the air? Like, rock chick, yeah, I'm going to play that song for you. And what off the air? I am an uptight little thing from Connecticut. I am scared you're going to murder me.
So I found the...
Pinata.
That's the...
my gosh.
Watch how crazy. I'll show Garrett and everybody. That's the life-size pinata of
Keanu Reeves?
Well, it's sad Keanu.
So I was... It was hanging up. That was me below it. I was skinny back then.
The calves have not changed, though.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it looks like it looks like we're getting hung.
Yeah. It's not the best look.
We stole horses or something.
It does.
My
it
brother looks like, Sam is dead. Yes.
It looks like Brooks was here in Shawshank. Oh. I'm sorry to bring that up.
Wow. I mean, it was a cool idea, but I wish they'd found other ways to... levitate
displace.
Y'all.
Yeah, now right around the neck. Yeah, hanging out from the ceiling on the Raptors.
Little D and Bubba doing a classic radio stunt where we had the lady for tickets to some concert allowed us to slather her body with dog food, and then we let a pack of dogs eat the dog food off of her. Yeah. It was one of those dumb what would you do for concert ticket things that we used to all do back in the day.
And even then, concert tickets weren't that outrageously expensive.
$20.
Right? Like today, yeah, I can see like, bucks. I get it. Like I want tickets to the Eras Tour, fine.
Yeah, they're like $500.
Right now. But back then, you were like,
$7.99. $7.99. Or we can slather you with this canned dog food. Yeah, it's a little cold. My bad. But hey, it's going to be worth it. Bring them in.
Dude, you realize all she had to do was get bit one time.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah, we could have gotten sued.
Yeah, but everyone's kind of like, I don't know. It's like there is a connection because we got to know her a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I don't remember her name.
but we got to know her.
Barely remember the story. However, there was something there. And otherwise, she wouldn't have done that. She trusted us. And,
yeah, you know, that's
and
true.
If something right. happened, she'd been like, hey, y'all didn't bite me.
I think she provided the dogs.
I think probably.
Oh.
I think it was dogs that she knew, like it was hers and her brother's and like the neighbor's dog.
Yeah. That's actually different.
Yeah, yeah. Instead of it being wild dogs.
Yeah.
Here's some street dogs. Here you go. Have fun. We did so much stupid stuff. A big shout out to Marianne Sophia. I haven't seen you watching the podcast
in
a while.
She sent me spurtles for my birthday. It's a wooden... like stir thing. She sent me some years back, and it's my favorite. There's one in particular. It's this really long one, and it's wooden. And I was making something one night, and I had it, and it made me think about her. I'm like, I've had this forever, and made me think about her. So I took a picture of it, and I said, still got it, and I DM'd it to her. And then she was like, oh, that's great. And then she sent me more.
Oh,
yeah, I still use the one she gave me. She got me silicone, and they're red, so they match my kitchenware.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I used
those. You actually bought more kitchenware to match the stuff she sent?
No, she had asked me specifically what color my kitchen stuff was, and she got me the red. And I use it when I make Rice Krispie treats.
Over the years, we got to meet Marianne back in the day, like way back when. And over the years, she is just one of the sweetest human beings on the planet. So big shout out to her.
Yeah, she's sweet.
All right. I guess we can probably get into our weekend. Unless anybody, as Big D likes to say, is there anything else?
No,
okay. You got anything else? Okay, so stick around for Kaylee Hammack after the closing jingle if you're listening.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show on the radio every day.
Yeah, 500 of them.
It was the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Yeah!
The Big
Weekly Podcast. The Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast. The Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
All right. Bye. Kaylee Hammack in the studio with us. Good morning, by the way.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And congratulations on the, I mean, it's been 5 years.
5 years, yeah.
5 years since the first album. And now here we are. I mean, it better be good. I guess 5 years.
Yeah, I agree. It better be good.
I have been listening, and it is good. It's interesting because you found this tempo spot, like it's a sweet spot, like... I was just telling Carson, I said, you know how Maroon 5, they have this mid-tempo thing that they do better than anybody? I'm like, Kaylee found her spot.
Oh, thank you.
Like, there's a nice little tempo thing that you kind of, you found your groove and you just own it.
I don't know if it was by purpose, more so than me just kind of finger-picking. And for some reason, I line up in the same little spot when I'm starting these ideas. But one thing I love is when an album, I think of Sheryl Crow. Her albums make me want to put the window down and put my hand out the window mm-hmm. on a sunny day and just ride the wind.
I could do that with this album.
That's what I wanted to kind of encapsulate. And also just kind of, I don't know, at 30 years old, I have went through a lot of different heartbreak and losses, but also beautiful moments and lessons and good love. And so I kind of just wanted to encapsulate that into something that cohesively you want to listen to the full record and there's no like a... big bumps or speed bumps along the way.
I forget, oh, wow, Big D. Way. I forget that she talks in song verses.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like
you guys
it's been so long
so
since
much.
You've been hanging out with us, but like you do, like you're saying things and I'm like, oh, there's...
Even the poetry of I've been through heartbreak, but it was good love. And I go, that just rolled off your tongue?
Kaylee, no one talks like that.
No.
Okay.
Okay, so, ball of sunshine.
Dumb it down for us.
Kaylee Hammack Shakespeare.
Heartbreak bad, songs hope good.
Kaylee Hammack coming in with, I'm pretty sure that's not her real hair, but
no,
it's a beautiful red hair.
It's all fake. It's a wig.
Yeah, but you like when you're a redhead, like do you feel that you have to fight that? Like people just immediately go, oh, she's a redhead. She's got a temper.
She's fiery.
I love it. I feel like it kind of gives me an excuse. One of my best friends growing up, she was redheaded. And I remember everyone, you know, she'd get a little snappy about something and people would go... She's a redhead. You got to kind of expect it. And I was like, wait a minute, what? Is this like a cheat code to being a little like more sassy and getting away with it?
Yeah, you can get away with stuff.
Yeah.
Album Bed of Roses is out 5 years after their debut album. And I know you're talking about how that it's got a little accompaniment with this. Is this a smutty book?
What is this?
It's not fairy smut, which I know is all the craze right now, but I didn't have enough time to really build a universe and the magical properties
so
around
no omegas?
It. No. Okay. In this one, it is a
thank
small...
Thank you, Carson. Not
you're
sure.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah, don't worry. Girls know.
Yeah,
we know.
Jump in at any time, please.
Sadly, so does girl dad.
Yeah, if you know what book talk is, you know what we're talking about mm-hmm. here. But I would say that it was one of these situations where I write a song that has a lot of sad songs. And as someone who needs a happily ever after sometimes and needs to know that by the end of certain books, when I pick it up and I start reading it, they're going to be happy together at the end. Two people will be because they were written for each other. And I don't know. I've read a lot of romance novels where it's very feisty and, you know, schmutty. But the thing is, my mom has got to read this book, so I kind of try to keep a few of the sex scenes like smaller.
Yeah. Not even.
I don't even know if I can say that word on here.
Your mom has
bleep it out.
She's read all that.
Oh, I know. I used to sneak some
of
hers.
Dude, me too. I would open it
even
up.
Even the titles were scandalous.
Dude, we would be like, we had just gotten home from church, and I'd see it on the thing, and I would go over there and I'd be like, heaving, what are we even doing, Mom?
Okay, we did have a conversation right before I talked to the literary agents as we're kind of coming up with this concept, and they said, okay, what's some, like, no-goes for you? And I was like, I want to stay away from, like, the words shaft, throbbing.
Uh-huh.
Member, maybe. Some of these words that are used in certain ways in some of the books I've read.
Yes.
And I said, just for the first one, maybe just a little bit more
Tinker.
PG-13 R versus NC-17.
Okay.
Wee-wee.
Wee-wee. Pee-pee.
Yeah. Oh, those things.
Yeah, that French. Feels safer, doesn't it?
I agree.
And yeah, just as sexy.
I think you should Carson read your book? Could she be your audio for this? We could put it up on
Carson
Audible.
Carson does audiobooks. That's true.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I do.
She should totally be doing it. You can put this on Audible, and she can do it, and she'll do it the way you want. If you wanted to be
Have you done
sexy,
kind of a
she will.
Sexy book before?
Should we do a dramatic reading at some point?
I would love to do that. Yeah,
I'll talk like the man.
We'll put the echo on
the
and everything.
Yes. Hey.
Oh, my God. Yes.
It'd be great. How do the people get the book with the album? Is that how this works? Are they separate?
You know what? I'll be honest. My lawyer, when we were kind of setting this up, he was like, I've talked to 22 lawyers, and I don't know how to set up this contract. And we're kind of in the same situation marketing-wise. I wrote the book in 2.5 months from the first idea to the final edit. And so we are hastily printing it right now. But we have the audiobook coming. We have an ebook coming the day of the album. Okay. And they sit hand in hand. They walk hand in hand. So if you listen to the album front ways through, you get the developing story of where I am and the lessons that I've learned. If you listen to the album in reverse, you get the story of Sam in Homestead in the novel Bed of Roses.
What?
That's so crazy. That was kind of that was the idea. But I hope, listen, if you want to support a young female country artist who's really, really trying, please, God, go to Goodreads and give me reviews, because that has put the fear of God in me. Everyone's like, if you get bad Goodreads reviews, it really hurts your book. And I'm like, what's Goodreads?
Oh, so, okay. All right, so go there. And give it
a thumbs up. If you want to go on Yelp, give me a great review.
Yes.
But yeah, read it, and I hope it's something that makes you smile.
The album is called Bed of Roses. It is out. You can get all the information on this. Just Google Kaylee Hammack, redhead who wears a wig, and that can't possibly be your real hair. It's impossible. No way. I don't believe it at all.
It's beautiful.
So congratulations. 5 years.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bed of Roses by Kaylee Hammack, everyone. Dude, Kaylee Hammack's about to leave, and I was talking about her hair, and it's so gorgeous. I'm like, there's just no way that's your hair. That's a joke. And she's like, you know what? What did you say in the shower? What?
Every time I shower and I use hot water on my hair, a little orange comes out. So this, but I have to just keep putting it back in.
Wait a second. You're not a redhead?
She told you earlier.
I have so many redheads in my family. That's why on the first album, I was scared to cut redhead, because I was like, I don't want people to think I'm a phony. I wrote it for my cousin Jennifer, who's a redhead. Shout out Jennifer if you're listening. But anyways, then they were like, well, let's bring the queen of redheads in. I put that song out for Jennifer and all the redheads, because I remember when I was younger, one time she said, as we were driving in her green Saturn, she said, you know, there's not many songs about redheads except the Travis Tritt song where she's like the criminal. And I was like, they need a song. So we put it out, and really I was doing all these ride arounds and everyone was blonde headed or brunette. And we all had about the same hair length and we were all using the same curling iron. And I was like, what can I do that's different? And my redheaded grandmother had just passed away. And I went to my hairstylist and I was like, look, I went as Poison Ivy for Halloween last week. And everyone complimented the wig instead of the outfit I made. Go red. And she was like, are you sure? And I said,
memorable.
No one else is doing it. I love David Bowie. Just do it. I want it bright.
I'm here.
Well, yeah. And she kind of alluded to that earlier when she was talking about her friend in school that got away with stuff. And she said, oh, she's a redhead. It's expected. And that's when you said you had the epiphany.
Oh, yeah. I was like, can I join the club?
Yeah, and you
so
did.
So shout out to all of the naturals and also all of the bottle redheads, because I love that I inspire
great.
People to dye their hair red.
It's
I'm like,
only a
come
box
into the
away.
Sassy Club.
It's fine.
It's one box away.
One box away. It sounds like a song.